We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line right now, Medical Director for Western New York and Media Care, Dr. Joe Chow, talking, of course, about the COVID impact as we continue to wrap our heads around the virus and what we need to know. Dr. Chow, thanks again for joining us. You know, I want to focus in on schools. It's one of the things we've been talking about throughout the day here, and there are some new studies or new evidence, I think is probably the better word, showing that schools don't really seem to be inflaming community transmission of the virus like that was feared before schools began back in the summer. This is coming from random testing done in the U.S. and Britain, New York City specifically, and elementary schools especially seem to seed few infections. This all kind of coming out over the last week as we get more and more data every single day when it comes to schools. Is it surprising for you to hear that or no?
A little bit of both. From the standpoint that I think the schools have done a really good job of keeping the kids safe. Regular communications, making sure they don't have symptoms, or reminding parents to do so. So from that standpoint, I think our schools have done a good job. From the other standpoint, yes, meaning that whenever we think about people getting sick, spreading viruses, I think school and kids are the first thing we think about. And we think, I think we all almost joke when the kids get back to school, that's when they're going to get sick and they're going to get family sick, everyone at home sick. So a little bit of both here. And as you mentioned, just learning more about this virus right now.
You know, Dr. Chow, it seems like children are classified basically as 18 and under. But do we need to maybe classify them in a smaller group than that? Because it seems like elementary age children and the virus acts differently than maybe older kids in the virus.
That's right. I think what we're going to find is as we get more data, as we get more of these studies, it's likely we will need to. And to keep in mind with some of these studies, there are studies and data coming essentially every day. Many of these studies that were referenced are not from the United States, as you mentioned, some overseas, some from Switzerland, China. The ones that have been done here locally or in the United States have been relatively small size. So again, they're not large numbers that we can make any general assumptions. But what we do see is that's correct. It seems as if the younger children, in the less than 10 age group or around that group, does not seem to be spreading. It doesn't seem to be spreading as much as the older kids. And in fact, it seems some of the studies would suggest that the kids that do get it in the younger age group probably got it from home or elsewhere versus actually the school itself.
You know, one of the things that some of the doctors who are involved in looking at this data, and of course, many parents are pointing at is like in Boston and certainly other areas that have either done this or have this threat where schools were closed after an uptick in the numbers. But bars, restaurants, a lot of other things were able to stay open while, you know, schools had to go fully remote. And we've seen this around the country. The numbers would, you know, maybe suggest that schools should be the last thing to close, not only because of what we're learning about transmission with students, but, I mean, the importance of having kids in school.
There is certainly a lot of benefits of that, and I would agree to some extent that that should be the case. When you take a look, again, some of these studies would suggest that the kids wind up getting it not actually from the school activities itself, because school, again, has done a reasonably good job of keeping masks enforced, keeping the kids socially distanced. So it's when the kids actually are not in school, that's where they may pick it up, where they gather, and that tends to be more in the older age group. They tend to gather, you know, some of the social distancing and the mask may lax. So there's certainly a lot of information, a lot of data that's coming up, and there's no doubt as the weeks and the months roll on, we're going to find data that perhaps is the other way. There's certainly some other tests, that some studies that are showing that kids may actually be more of what they call the efficient transmitters, and some kids may actually have a higher viral load in their noses. So I always say take some of these studies until we get more numbers, until we get more studies before we completely ascribe to this. We need more information, and still it does not absolve us from social distancing and masking. So I would say what we're doing right now with these measures with the kids at school, let's keep doing it, and definitely do not let it down.
You know, I was going to say the reaction seems to be to close schools at least for several days when there is a case, whether it's a staff member or a student, and it seems like it's usually a member of the staff. Is that something that they'll be rethinking as we get more data?
I think there'll be much like the way I think with the governors attacking these clusters and trying to get it down to, you know, zip codes and neighborhoods. So too may happen with schooling, to find specifically the people and the immediate near people around them instead of broadly saying the entire school. So different methods of doing this, again, so early right now, still with understanding these viruses and transmission. I think the policies that the schools with their local health departments, I think they should keep following those.
Dr. Chow, thanks as always for the time. Great to have you on again. That's Dr. Joe Chow, Medical Director at Western New York and Media Care, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.